morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, big stuff happening in the Lower Darling. It's a helping hand for the native fish. What exactly is going on, Richard?
Look, it's no secret that through the system, particularly right through the Darling, that fish have had a pretty hard time over the last couple of years. The Darling has stopped flowing. We've been fortunate that rainfall in the last few months has meant that it's flowing again, and there is some water in the Upper Lakes and Lindy Lakes. And what that has meant is that we've been able to both restart the Lower Darling, that is, let water down the Lower Darling, and in particular, now that it's spring, try and put a little bit more water down there in a way that prompts cod especially to start spawning and try re-impopulate that reach of river with Murray cod.
How much water are we talking?
Look, it's not a lot in the big scheme of things. I think the minimum flows that is let down during these periods is about 200 megalitres a day. In contrast to the Murray at the moment, I think it's probably about 8,000 a day going down the Murray at the moment. But what we're doing is bumping that 200 megalitre a day flow up to about 400 a day. So we're putting 200 on top of the 200 that's already going down there. Then we're going to try and check the response. So we're doing surveys to see whether they spawn. And if they do, then we'll bump it up a little bit more than that in the short term. And what that does is gets water a little bit higher up the bank, which then actually is providing a food source for the small cod as they're trying to recruit and grow to a larger size.
Now, it's not only cod that are going to benefit, all the native fish.
Well, yes. I mean, I guess we focused on cod because it's a popular fish for anglers, and it's you could make a generalisation. If the cod are doing well, then it could well be that many other species are doing well too. But of course, golden perch is a big one. Now, we know that they very often spawn in the higher reaches of Darwin, then drift down, fatten up in the Lindy Lakes, and then we get some better flows out of the lakes. They can then repopulate the rest of the Murray-Darling Basin.
Now, they're going to make their way into the Murray if all goes well.
Well, yeah, that's what we'd hope. And, you know, we did some surveys in the sort of Lindsay Wapolla area about 18 months ago. And keep in mind, 2016, we lost a lot of fish from blackwater events from the natural flooding that occurred during that time. But then we did have some... we did have a flow down the Lower Darling during that time, which benefited cod. When we did the survey in the Mulcra, we found a lot of cod that were about 30 centimetres in length, so small one, that possibly corresponded to that time of flow. So we know that if we get the flows right, if we get the timing right, and we get the duration and the volumes right, then it really improves their chances of spawning and then growing to a larger size. So that's the aim.
So there's a fair bit of science behind it, a fair bit of tracking and monitoring.
There is. So doing a lot of monitoring through this process. So doing surveys in October and April. So that's just trying to judge the population within the system, within the Lower Darling. Then also checking the actual spawning response. So that'll focus on October through to December. And then we'll also be doing surveys in the Menindee Lakes for golden perch in October and March. And if we find that there's a good response, particularly for the Murray cod spawning, then we use that information straight away, and we can modify the amount of water that we're diverting to that flow to the greatest benefit. So we can change the shape of the hydrograph, if you like.
So it's not just a case of opening up the gates and let the water flow and we'll see what happens. It's continually monitored along the way.
Exactly. And this is you know, it's a cooperative event, big team of people, not just the Commonwealth, the parks, DPI, EES, applications for different state agencies and regular contact with the landlords in that system, because they know that area intimately and they're keeping an eye on it. Recreational anglers involved as well, local community, and we hope to get local schools involved. Having a look at what's happening, particularly when we're doing the surveys.
So at the end, it's going to result in some pretty good recreational fishing over the next 12 months.
Recreational fishing is really, really not just for people's recreation and well-being, but it's a sizable earner here for the Murray-Darling Basin, and everything people have going through, getting out into the environment, having a good time, and being able to it's really important.
Richard Benton, Local Engagement Officer for the Southern Basin Section, Commonwealth Environmental Water Office. It's a big title on the business card. Thanks for your time this morning, and you keep us updated.